Today's shiur is Masech Tahari Yistaf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Reb Shimon Omer. Matam Aloyma, the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk that discusses when the Mishkan was inaugurated and the Levim were told to bring Karbonis. And the Pasuk says, Upar Shenim Ben Bakar Tikach L'chatis. The second bull that they brought was used for Karbonis. Why does the Pasuk use the words parsheni? Im l'lamachem shnayim, if it's to teach us that two parim were brought, v'alei kva nemar, the Pasuk already says, v'asei esa echot chatos v'asa echot oyle l'ashem. So we all know how to count. 1 + 1 = 2. A yochel, tein necheles chatos l'levim. We would think that this par that was brought for a karm chatos should be eaten by the levim. Ask the mashah, chatos eaten by the levim? Karm chatos is eaten by the Kohanim, not by the Levim. So what's the Gemara's question? So the Masha says three answers. The Achronim say three answers. One answer is that B'chof Tal Mekoimus, the Gemara says that in 24 places in Tanakh, we find that the Kohanim are called Levim. So what the Gemara here doesn't mean is Levim, the Gemara here means Kohanim. Another Teretz doesn't mean that the Levim should eat it. The chatos that was bought by the Levim should be eaten by the Kohanim. But it's Chatas Levim because they were the ones that brought it. Another teretz, a bichidish, is why was this Karm Chatas brought? Because what happened? Originally, we all know that the Bechayim were supposed to be the ones to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. But because they participated in the Chet or Egel, it was taken away from them and given to the Levim. And the Levim were the ones that were bringing Karm Chatas for Kapara for the Bechayim. So since the Levim would bring this Karm Chatos as, and they would now be coming the replacement of the Levim, of the Bechayrim, it's appropriate that they should, in this case, eat the Karm Chatos. Tamalayim, so why does the Pasuk say, or parsheni la'oila? Ma oila, to teach us, that even though we know oila is loy nacheles, af chatos so too this Karm Chatos, even though the Karm Chatos normally is eaten, this karbachatas loy nechelas. Why not? So there's three explanations I saw in the Rishonim. One is because this is a karbachatas that's brought for the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, as I just explained. And as we're going to learn extensively, Mitzvah Shem, in the next parak, a karbachatas that's brought for Avodah Zarah is the type of karbachatas that's not eaten. Along the same line, there are Rishonim that suggest that the only karmachatis that's eaten is a karmachatis whose dam is nizrak on the mizbeach achitzen. But a karmachatis whose dam is nizrak on the carbon, on the mizbeach apnimi is not eaten. And this karmachatis, the dam was nizrak on the mizbeach apnimi. A third explanation I saw in Rishonim, and we'll go into Mitzvah Shem, this is a good introduction as we start soon to learn, say the kachim, Be'ezer Hashem, that normally if somebody has to bring a karmachatis and a carbon oila, first they bring the chatos, and then they bring the oila. But if we follow the pasuk, here the oila was brought before the chatos. So it's not a regular karbon chatos, and therefore, just like a karbon, even though normally a karbon chatos is eaten, this karbon chatos wasn't eaten. Says the Gemara, Kiyotzibai, we have a similar incident in Tanakh. Amar Rav Yossi, Haboim Mashvi Hagoila. The pasuk in Ezra discusses where Klal Yisrael came back from the Golus after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Hikrivu oilus l'kei Yisrael, parim shnei masa, they brought 10 carbon oilus, they brought carbon oilus, carbon chatos, hakol oila. Ask the Gemara, the pasuk is a difficult pasuk to understand. Hakol oilus al-kadaitach, were all the carbonus completely burnt like an oila? Efsha, shachatos oila, is the carbon chatos a carbon oila? A hakol ka oila, all of the carbon chatos were treated like a carbon oila. Ma oila, just like we know the halach is that a carbon oila loy nechelis, no portion of the carbon oila is eaten, af chatas loy nechelis. So too, no portion of the carbon chatas that were brought at that time was eaten. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, al voidus kechamim hivim. Why was a carbon chatas brought by these people as they returned from the Golus? Because they did the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Tzidkiyahu was the last king before they went into Golus. And in the time of Tzidkiyahu, They worshipped Avodah Zarah, and now they were bringing a Karmachatas for that Avera. Ask the Achroinim, and why don't we say that they were bringing Karmachatas for what they did while they were in Bavel and Golis? So explain the Achroinim. While we've been learning that a Parham Dovish at Seber is brought for an Avera in Etz Yisrael, not for an Avera in Chutz Lartz. Furthermore, we don't really have a clear indication that they worshipped Avodah Zarah while they were in Golis Bavel. Because although, as the Pasuk there in Ezra describes, they did do the sin of intermarrying in Bavel, but you don't bring a carbon from intermarriage. It's a terrible sin, but there's no carbon. And furthermore, even though the Pasuk says that they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says that that was only Lefnim. They didn't really mean it. It was just something that they had to do. So there was no reason to bring a carbon for what they did while they were in Bavel. So what were they bringing a carbon for? For what they would do, for what they did before they went into Golos. The reason they brought a carbon chattas was for the Avodah Zarah, for the Avodah Zarah that they did before, during the reign of the last king of Klal Yisrael before they went to Golos, Melech Tzidkiyahu. So now, the Gemara tries to bring together the sugya that we learned yesterday about the Parham Dovish Tzibur, who and when is it brought to our sugya. Let's think about it. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishkach Slashnahan Shnei Masachatos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we learned in the previous year, that every shevet brings its own karmachatos, Kigoyin the Chatu Shnei Masachatos, all 12 Shvatim sinned with Avodah Zarah before they went to Golis. Then now as they come back, the Maisu Shnei Masa Seirim, that they have to bring, each Shevet, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara yesterday, has to bring its own Karma Chattis. Inami, as we learned yesterday, the Chatu Shiva Shvatim. We don't read, we spent a lot of time on Daf Heyam Abayz yesterday, that according to Yehuda, you don't need all 12 Shvatim having sinned. As long as you have 7 Shvatim having sinned, Vishar Enoch, as long, and the other Shvatim, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that believes in Greira, will have to bring. As the Mefarshim, let's remember the Gemara we learned yesterday. We learned in the Gemara yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require 7 Shvatim to say Greira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even from 1 Shevet we say Greira. So why is the Gemara saying that it was 7 Shvatim? The Gemara could have said it was only 1 Shevet. So if we follow, as we spoke about yesterday, the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that even though Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept of Greira by one Shevet, he only subscribes if it's Roif, and as we all realize, it's highly unlikely that one Shevet should represent the majority of the population. So when will you have normally the majority of the population? When you have 7 Shvatim. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara is very geshmak. Another pshat that I saw is that if it was indeed only one Shevet that sinned, would Avodah Zarah, would have a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us out to Golis? 11 Shvatim didn't sin, one Shevet sinned with Avodah Zarah, and we would have gotten the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, such a terrible punishment, so it must have been at least 7 Shvatim. And that's indeed what happened. But Enachanami Lahalocha, by one Shevet we say Greira. But then I saw the Mefarshim ask, how can we speak about 12 Shvatim? This was at the time that Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, and at that time was already after the 10 Shvatim went to Golis. So where do we have 12 Shvatim? So I saw two answers. One answer is that the Gemara says that Yirmiyo Hanavi did bring back the Seres Shvatim when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael. So they were there 12 Shvatim. Another pshat that I saw is that even if Klal Yisrael went to Golis and the Seres Shvatim went to Golis, it wasn't that there were no members of those Shvatim left in Eretz Yisrael. Most of them went to Golis, but there was always a remnant of every Shevet in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why 12 Chatos are in order. According to Rav Shimon, we could also understand how we could get to 12 Chatos. If 11 Shvatim will have sinned, that we explained in the previous year, every Shevet that sins has to bring a Parham Dovish Tzibur, as does Bezdin. So it's 11 for the 11 Shvatim that sinned, and Bezdin. The Maisi Echad also Seirim, 11 for those Shvatim, and the Idach in the 12th one will be the Bezdin. However, ask the Gemara, El Ramei Dama Bezdin Mevin. The Kontra Meir, if there's a situation of Parhelm Dovashat Sibur, it's only Bezdin. And they bring this one Harhelm Dovashat Sibur. Veloit Sibur and no one else. Ask the Gemara, Shnei Mosa Hechem Mishkachsla, how do we have a situation that 12 Chatos should have been brought? Answers the Gemara, Kagoyin the Chatu, Vahadu, 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 I trace Zimni. So I saw two ways in the Achronim of explaining this Gemara. The simple way of explaining the Gemara is they kept on repeating, doing the same Aveira 12 times. Bezdin gave an erroneous psak. They followed it again and again and again. Other Achronim, the Merami, sort of find it difficult that they should keep making the same mistake. And therefore, it wasn't that the same mistake recurred 12 times, but 12 different situations of an erroneous psak of Bezdin happened, and now they were bringing the carbon for those 12 times. Ask the Gemara, Vamaisaloi Hanidachatu. We have a cloud. We learned it many times in our shiurim. That Chamish Chatos Mesis. That there are five types of carbon chatos that you designate an animal as a carbon chatos, but then Mesis that the animal is let to die. And one of them is Chatos Shemesu Baleo, whose owner passed away. So let's explain the Gemara. The minimum age of anyone who would have been around from the times of Tzidkiyo that would have to bring a carbon is 83. Why? Because you're not chai for any aver before your bar mitzvah. That's 13. Then there was 70 years of Golis. There's another 70 years. It's 83. People didn't live that long. At least that's what the Gemara assumes at this point. So ask the Gemara, how could they be bringing a carbon chatas for what was done 83 years ago? These people are no longer alive. And chatas shemesu baleo, you're not mechuyev to bring a carbon, the carbon chatas is no longer brought. Why? So Rishonim debate why. One explanation, almost you could say two extreme reasons. One reason is because everybody has a kapara through the death. So what is the purpose of a carbon chatas? To affect a kapara. There's no need to affect the kapara. The person already passed away. That's the kapara. That's one explanation. The other explanation is just the opposite. A carbon chatas in itself doesn't bring kapara. What brings the kapara? That a person does tshuva when he brings the carbon chatas. But here, they're not alive, so you can't do tshuva. Without tshuva, the carbon chatas isn't brought. So ask the Gemara, we're saying that they brought a carbon chatas for what happened before they went to Golis, but these people are no longer alive. So it's a chatas shemesu baleo. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Ki gemiri chatas shemesu baleo b'misa, when is there a locha that a chatas shemesu baleo is left to die? Hani mili b'yochid, that's only regarding a carbon chatas of a yochid, of a loy b'tzibur. A carbon chatas that's brought by the tzibur, that halacha doesn't apply. Lefish ein misa b'tzibur. Tzibur never dies. And there's a beautiful explanation for Ramosha and Igris Moshe on how to understand the Gemara. He says the havamina of the maskana of the Gemara is a, besides that it's a fundamental halachic concept, it's a concept that speaks to what we should believe in Klal Yisrael. He says the Gemara in the havamina assumes that what does Klal Yisrael mean? Klal Yisrael means it's a group of many members. Who are the members of Klal Yisrael? The Jews. Jews are members of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, and we're going to have this concept actually later in the shir, that if the members die, it's a chatas shemesu baleo. And we all know, chatas shemesu baleo lemisa azla. Says Ramosha, that's the teretz of Rapapa is that Klal Yisrael is not to be understood as a group with members, and a million members, or 10 million members, or how many members. There's a new concept. It's called Klal Yisrael. And you could have more members, you could have less members, but Klal Yisrael is nitzchias. Klal Yisrael is forever. And ain't Tzibur Meis, the Klal Yisrael doesn't die. In fact, I saw the Mefarsh Math. There are many Mishnayis that indicate this concept of ain't Tzibur Meis. What's Rapapa being Mechadish? So very nice teretz. Till now, we always had the concept of ain't Tzibur Meis. If a carbon was already designated, and then the owner dies, so there's a nafka mina if it's a yochid that owns the carbon or it's the tzibur that owns the carbon. Rapapa is saying even a bigger chiddush. Here, the carbon was never nifrash. It was never designated. So we would think if the carbon was never designated and the owners, the people who have to bring it aren't alive, we shouldn't now go and designate and bring it. Kamash Malon ain't Sibra Mesa. The owners are here and you can go designate it and bring it. I actually saw this concept. There's a difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. It's something that always bothered me. Sarasimei Tshuva, we begin almost the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei with such a beautiful, powerful tefillah. Zecheinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, v'kosveinu b'sefer achaim. And it always bothered me, why can't we say that tefillah every day of the year? Zecheinu l'chaim. What is more precious than life? So we should daven it every day of the year, not just those 10 days from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The answer I saw in Mepharshim suggests as follows. What is the difference between the tefillah of Aseres Yimei Tshuva and the tefillah of the entire year? During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have a right, because there's really another question. During the first three brachas, we're not supposed to ask bakashas. The first three brachas, we're supposed to say Shvach of Hashem. And here we start the Shemoneh Esrei and we jump with a bakasha. The answer is the difference between the tefillah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and the tefillah of the entire year is that the entire year our tefillah is only supposed to be tefillahs that affect the tzibur. And that's why the entire Shemoneh Esrei is B'Loshen Rabbim, Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu, Loshen Rabbim. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much closer to us, we're allowed to be mespalel for our own personal needs. So to be mespalel B'Loshen Rabbim the whole year for Chayim, there's no point. Ain't tzibur mesa. You don't need to ask for it. The Gemara says it isn't happening. But a yochid, unfortunately, we know, can pass away. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have a right to be mespal even for a yochid. That's the special, unique circumstances of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So a lot of davening for chayim, because a yochid needs chayim. Menalei Rav Papa Ha, ask the Gemara, from where does Rav Papa know this halacha that ain't tziba mesa? Ilei medeksiv, the pasuk says, tachas avosecha yibanecha, a pasuk in Tehillim. Ask the Gemara, ihocha afil v'yochad nami. If we're going to follow that pasuk, then the halacha of ein, of chatas meisis, this is what Mepharshim explained to Gemara, will only be by a person who, Rachman al-Tzlan, didn't leave children. But if somebody left children, then there won't be a problem. You could bring the karma chatas even if the owner passed away. Ela, says the Gemara, the rai of Rapapa is mesar the Rosh Chodesh. We know every Rosh Chodesh, a carbon chatas, a sore was brought for a carbon chatas. Dharma Rachmana, the Torah teaches us, Maisi Mitrel Misaloshka. Every Rosh Chodesh bring a carbon chatas from the communal fund. That means who owns the carbon chatas that's brought every month? All of Klal Yisrael. And as the Mepharshim point out, even though we know the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevio Lai Chatas, the karma chatas that's brought on Rosh Chodesh is brought on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, Al Shemi Atati Yoreach, because I made the moon smaller, but it's still our chatas, because we're paying for it. So now we have a problem. Unfortunately, as I just said a moment ago, people die. So if the Sar Rosh Chodesh is brought on every Rosh Chodesh, and it's brought from funds that were contributed by all of Klal Yisrael, if anybody died, how can you bring that karma chatas? Ask the Gemara. Dam Rachmana Maisi Mitrumas Alishka. Every month bring a carbon chatas from Trumas Alishkan for Maisle Yisrael. The Trumas Alishka is brought from Klal Yisrael. The Hanaf the Paisha Hechem Maisi. Those that are left, the people that passed away, do the halacha of chatas Shemesa Balem Mesa ought to kick in. El Shmamina. Do we see from here? This halacha doesn't apply by chatas atzibur, as we've been saying, and therefore the chatas of Rosh Chodesh is a chatas atzibur, and there we don't have the halacha of chatas shemes b'leil lemisa azla. Ask the Gemara, what's your analogy? Mi dami, sar Rosh Chodesh, dimalei meisim atzibur. Maybe nobody passed away. So I saw machlokes rishonim how to understand the Gemara. Some rishonim say, perhaps nobody passed away. That's how Rashi seems to learn. It's a difficult pshat, because unfortunately people do die. So the Rosh says a different pshat. The Rosh says pshat as follows. Taisvus HaRosh. He says like this. We know that how did it work with the Truma Salishka? We learned Masech Tishkolim together. That everybody contributed a Machzitz HaShekel. And then they took from those Machzitz HaShekel and bought Kabbonis as needed. So the Gemara's question is, How many machs a shekel? How many gold coins did you need for an animal? Whatever you needed, 10, 20, whatever. So those 10, 20, we could safely assume were not from the 10, 20 people who passed away. We're not from the people that passed away. And therefore we don't have a problem that we're using funds of people who passed away. But then I saw the Mefarshim ask, at best it's a suffix. We're taking these coins and we're assuming that these coins come from individuals who didn't die. But that's a suffix. So how can we just rely, and if we're wrong, we're bringing something that we're not supposed to bring to the Azara, Chul Bazara. So how can we take such a chance? So some of Farshim explain that this, they essentially use statistics. The chances, how many people die? Hopefully not many people die. So the chances of somebody dying that you took the coin, pumped from the few people that passed away, is statistically unlikely, and we can rely on the statistics that it didn't happen. They also go on, and I think you should combine all the terutzim. We use this concept of cheskes chayim, that we could assume that the person who we think is alive remained alive. So therefore, again, we could continue assuming that the coin that we're taking is from the individual who's Baruch Hashem still alive. And then they go a step further. There's a famous machlokes rishonim. I don't want to get bogged down with it now. If Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra is Midaraisa or Midrabanan. So if you hold the Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra is only Midrabanan, but Midaraisa you could be Makel. So again, it's a Safek D'Raisa, but Midaraisa you could be Makel. So if you combine all of these factors, it's a pretty safe bet that you could use these coins that you need to buy the animal. So says the Gemara, so the situation of the Sarish Chodesh is not a Raya. Says the Gemara, El Tam D'Rapapa Mihacha. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says we know the parasha of Egla Rufa. The parasha of Egla Rufa is that if a corpse is found, we don't know who murdered it. So we go through the Egla Rufa process. And the Zakenim say, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shabdis Hashem. Ruy Kapara Zuchu the Kapa Al Yoitzi Mitzrayim. The Kapara that we bring by the Egla Rufa is not only for the people that are there, but even for previous people. Midik serve Kapara Zuchu the Kapa Al Yoitzi Mitzrayim. So you see that it could work even for people who are not there. Ask the Gemara, again it's not a good raya. Midami, let's understand what is the situation of the Egla Rufa. Cool listening. The people who have to bring the Egla Rufa are the people who are here and now there. We're saying since they're already bringing the Egla Rufa, so Migu the Mechapra Chaim, once it's effective for the people who Baruch Hashem now here and require a Kapar of Egla Rufa, Mechapra Nami Amesim. It'll be effective for the people who are no longer here or way back to Yoitz Mitzrayim. Al Hacha Miav Chaim. Over here is the Chai is going to. Nobody was alive. The way we explained earlier, all the people from Tzidkio were dead. So how can we rely on just the kapara for somebody who's not here? And in fact, I saw that this Gemara is the basis for a minig. Hopefully, not everybody knows of this minig, but when we say Yisker, those of us who have to say Yisker, we make a Mishaberech for the Rav. The question is, it's very nice to give a Mishaberech for the Rav, but why by Yisker? The answer is, because we want to make a Mishaberech for somebody who's alive. Because our Gemara teaches us that when you make a Mishaberech, you don't only make a, when you make a Kapara, you should make a Kapara on the Chayim, and the Mesim come along. So make a Mishaberech for the living Rav, he should be Gesund and Stark, and then, the generations who are not here will also come along with that Mishaberech. But truthfully, la halacha, we believe that the mace, the chayim could bring a kapara for the mason. That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a child during the year that he's in avelis for a parent should say, Hareini kaparas mishkavai, he could bring kapara. And the halacha in Mishnah Berurah discusses this. One could give tzedakah for schus for a person who's no longer here. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If the person who passed away while he was alive gave tzedakah, then you could get, then the tzedakah that's given on his behalf will be effective for him even if he's no longer in this world. However, if the person while he was alive didn't give tzedakah, then the tzedakah you give can't help him. The Prima Gadim, however, says if the person before he died, the tshuva maybe could be effective. And the Mishnah Berurah says, a chiddush, that let's say you have a person that never gave tzedakah. So somebody else giving tzedakah now on his behalf won't help him. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a child of the Nifter, a child could help a parent, even if the father didn't give tzedakah. If a child gives tzedakah b'schus his father, that will be effective for him, even if he's no longer here. Ella, hocha mihava chayim. But here, as we said, they weren't alive. So again, we're back to our original question. How could the kapara be effective? Answer the Gemara Enochanami. If we read the Pasuk in Ezra, we'll see that they were mostly, there were many people that lived in the time of Tzidkiyo that were here when Ezra returned to Eretz Yisrael. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, they all were there. And therefore, we don't have a problem that we're bringing a carbon for people who are no longer here. Ask the Gemara, yes, there were some survivors, but there were just a handful. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Ksiv, there were two groups. There were the young people and the old people. The young people were rejoicing for coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The old people were crying because they remembered the aveiros they did before they went to Golis. And the Pasuk says the sound that emanated from the people who were crying was louder than the sound of people from rejoicing. So you see there were many survivors, and therefore we don't have a problem that we're bringing a carbon for the mason. Ask the Gemara, v'mezidin hava. These people who worshipped Avodah Zarah did it b'mezid. And one of the fundamental halachas that we've been learning in this whole mesechta is that a par halam dovish of tzibur is only brought if the aveira was done b'shaygig. So how can we bring a par halam dovish of tzibur? Says the Gemara, we have to say a whole different teretz. Hayrah Shah. This was a unique Hayrah Shah. And as the Mefarshim saying, Taisa says, now that we're saying it's a Rosh Shah, all the kashas that we asked, we have a simple teretz. And the Chazanish says, why don't we say it right away? Chazanish says the Gemara tries to avoid using the teretz a Rosh Shah unless it has no choice. Hachanam istabra. Dilay temahachi. If we won't say it was a Rosh Shah, Elam tish of a shi shikfasim shiva mishiva kenegmi. Where do we have a precedent to have to bring all these kabbanas? Ella harosh shah haisa. Hachanami harosh shah haisa. And the Chazanish says another right that it was a Rosh Shah. Because one of the halachas that we keep on learning in this Masechta is that a paralam dovish at Tzibur is only brought if Bezdin issued an incorrect psak. Bezdin never told them they could worship Avodah Zarah. So certainly this is not a regular situation of a paralam dovish at Tzibur. It was a Rosh Shah. Tana Abonim. Echem Netzibur. Meis Echem Netzibur. A Tzibur, one of the members of the Tzibur passed away. The chayovim, they still have to bring the palm dovish tzibur. It's not considered a chatas shemei sebalel. However, echem ibezdin, if one of the members of bezdin passed away, that's considered a situation of chatas shemei sebalel, and peturim, they don't bring the palm dovish tzibur. Ask the gemar man tana, who is the tana that says this? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Remeihi. It's following the opinion of Rav Meir. The Rav Meir says the bezdin mevi'in v'loy tzibur. Bezin is the one that brings the Palam Dovish Tzibur, not the Tzibur Hilkoch. Therefore, we could understand the Halacha very easily. Mechet Meis Echem Netzibur. If a member of the Tzibur passes away, Chayovim, do you still have to bring the Palam Dovish Tzibur? Tukar Koyim Kule Bezin. The entire Bezin is still here. And according to Ramea, as we've been learning, the Bezin is the only group that has to bring the Palam Dovish Tzibur. Meis Echem Bezin. But if a member of Bezin passes away, Turim, then you don't have to bring the Palam Dovish Tzibur. Why? The Havalei Chata Shemes Echem and Ashutvim. And as we've been learning, Chata Shemes Echem and Balim, Shemach Peturim, you don't bring the carbon. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Rabbi Yosef, the Nukmakrib Shemin, why are we explaining that this Brisa follows the opinion of Rameya? We should say it's following the opinion of Shimon. And the Rishonim explain what's better to explain that's following Rabbi Shimon versus Rameya. Because according to Rameya, it's so obvious this thing. There's no chiddush. A brisa usually tells us a chiddush. According to Rav Shimon, there's a chiddush. That Rav Shimon, as we have been learning, is of the opinion, Bezdin im Tzibur, that both Bezdin has to bring a palam dovish tzibur, and both the tzibur have to bring a palam dovish tzibur. And now we understand the brisa as follows. Meis echem in a tzibur, if a member of the tzibur passes away, chayovim, they still have to bring the palam dovish tzibur, because as we've been learning, there's a concept, ein tzibur meisim, the tzibur never ends. So even if a member, Rachman Slam, passed away, that doesn't exempt this chiyuv. However, meis echem bezdin peturim, kraminen, because this is not a case of a tzibur, it's a case of a shutfim. The kraminen, the chata shutfim he, and meis echem and a shutfim, Pturim, you don't bring the carbon. Amalei Abaya, Shamina Le Rav Shimon. We see Rav Shimon holding here, the Chatas Shutfim in a Mesa. The Rav Shimon indeed holds that the Chatas of a Shutfim doesn't die. The Tanya. Par Vesar Shem Kippurim. We know in Yom Kippur they had to designate Parim and Seirim for the Avodah Sayyoyim. Shavdu, and if the animal that was designated got lost, we learned the Gemara Masech, the Yuma teaches us, V'hifrish Achayim Tachteyim, Yimusukulim. It's considered Chatas Shemesa, Chatas Shneskapu Balea, if you use different animal. Da'alocha, one of the animal, one of the Kamchatas that has to be left to die is a Chatas Shneskapu Balea, so the Musukulim Divir Reb Yehuda. Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon Omer, Yiru. The regular halacha Mesa doesn't apply. Rather, we let it graze till it dies by itself. Or actually, until it gets a blemish, and then it's redeemed. Lefi shein chatas sibra mesa. Why don't we just save it for next year? I saw two explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation is because every year's kabbonis have to come from that year's trumas halishka. So we don't want to use next year, we have to use next year's trumas halishka, not last year's. Another is because we don't want to have the animal available all year, because we may end up using it improperly. Amalei Rav Yosef, Kahanim Kamrit, you bring a right for the Kahanim. Kahanim is not Shutfim. Kahanim the Ikru Kol. Kahanim are considered a Kol. Where do we see that Kahanim are considered a Kol? The Ksiv, Al Kahanim V'Kol Am Yechaper. So we see that Kahanim are considered a Kol. Ask the Gemara, if we're establishing that Kahanim are considered a Kol, El Ma'at then Kahanim should be one of the groups, one of the Shvatim that have to bring a Parah Mdovash Tzibra. We said that every Shevet, discussed this at the end of the previous year, that every Shevet that's called a Kol is Mechuiv to bring a separate Parah Mdovash Tzibra according to Tanoim. If we now were establishing that the Kahanim are considered an independent Kohol, they should have to bring their own Parah Mdovash Tzibra. And, says the Gemara V'chitayim, and if you'll suggest Hochinami, that indeed the Kahanim have to bring their own Parah Mdovash Tzibur, we'll have a problem, the Tafelu Shvatim. We'll have too many Shvatim. Because we said that there's 12, but if the Kahanim, it'll be 13. Elam Avach B'Yakov, Shifti Shalevi Lo Ikra Kol. The Shevet Levi is not called a Kol. The Ksif, Hei Mafrach Avar Bisich V'Nesati L'Kal Ami. Kol Sheyesh Lo Yachuzah. Any shevet that gets a shear in Eretz Yisrael, if we call, is called a call. The call she'en le'chozo, le'ik we call. And therefore, the kahanim that didn't get a chelik aren't considered a call. Ask the mefarshim, the 48 cities were given to the Levim. So why are we saying they don't have a chuzo? So I saw two answers in the Rishonim. One answer is that they were just given the cities to live in, but they didn't own those cities. What's the raya? Because we know that those 40 cities were the Ari Miklat, where somebody, if they killed somebody, Bishagig had to flee to. The halacha is, if somebody goes to that city, they don't have to pay rent to the Levium. If the Levium really owned it, you would have to pay them rent. Others say that even that they got it only because of a chesed of Hashem, but it wasn't a nachla. Answers the Gemara, so ask the Gemara, so now if we're eliminating them, so we have the other problem. We don't have enough. We said there are 12, but if we eliminate Levi, we don't have enough. Amabaya, Ephraim, V'Menashe, and Kruvim, Shimon, Yuli. Ephraim and Menashe are considered two separate Shvatim. Ask the Gemara, Am Rav Aksiv Hashem Achayim Yikar B'Nachlosam. Answer the Gemara, L'Nachla Hikshu V'Lo L'Davar Acher. They're only considered separate Shvatim when it comes to getting portions in Eretz Yisrael. So I saw a beautiful Vart. So what are we learning now? That only regarding Shir and Eretz Yisrael are Ephraim and Menashe considered separate Shvatim, not regarding any other issue. If we look in the Pesukim, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, L'Shevet L'Bnei Yosef L'Shevet Menashe. So what's the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying that who was considered Shevet Yosef? Menashe. On the other hand, we know that it wasn't only a Nasi from Shevet
Menashe, who was sent, Yeshua ben Nun, who was from Shevet of Ephraim, was sent. So how do we understand that entire pasuk? It's so beautiful pshat. There were two reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. One reason was to see if they could prevail in war. And another was to see the quality of Eretz Yisrael. To prevail in war, only one Shevet Menashe, only Yosef is entitled to one. But when it comes to Nachla, Al Gemara is saying that Ephraim and Menashe are two separate Nachlas. So for Bnei Yosef, in terms of the aspect of seeing if we could win the war, Shevet Menashe, Yosef is entitled to only one Nasi. Levnei Ephraim, why did Shebanun representing Ephraim go? They went to see the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. But let me take this a step further. We know there were two Nasiim that spoke positively about Eretz Yisrael. Kaleb ben Yefune and Yeshua ben Nun. But let's look at what they said. Kaleb ben Yefune says, Ola Nala. Let's go to war and we will win. What did Yeshua ben Nun say? Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. He didn't speak about war. He spoke about the quality of Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing coincidental in the Torah. Kalev, who represented Shevet Yehuda, had the job like every other Nasi. He was supposed to also see if they'll prevail in war. And that's what he said, Ola Nala. Yeshua, we just finished saying, represented Shevet Ephraim. He didn't go to look about the war. That Shevet Menashe was representing Yosef. What was he going to look at? The Nachla. Taiva Aretz Ma'id Ma'id. Ask the Gemara. V'chalukim the Golem. We know that there were the Golem around as they travel in the formation. And Ephraim Menashe was separate. Answers the Gemara. And we know K'nachlosom. Kedach and Yosam, they were separated, and just like they were separated for the Shir Netz Yisrael, they were separated in the Degolim. Why? It was saying they're only separate Shvatim for Yerusha. And so the Gemara, Kedel Chalak Kavod LaDegolim. So I saw a few Pshatim. One Pshat I saw is that Yaakov Avinu was the one who established how the Degolim should look. Therefore, he said that Ephraim Menashe should be separate. Another Teretz says that was the way Etz Yisrael was separated. The way that the Golem were separated, and therefore it makes sense that they should be separated from the Golem. Ask the Gemara, V'chalukim b'nasim. We all remember the Parsha, beginning of Parsha's Nasai, where every Nasi, every other day, brought the Kabbonis, and Ephraim Menashe brought separate Kabbonis. And it says the Gemara, Hahu lach l'kavel l'nasim. What Mefarshim explained the Gemara is, since to a certain degree, Ephraim Menashe was separated, so they were also separated. Once they had a Nasi, we had to give them the proper respect. Where do we see this concept? The Tanya. Shlomo also Zion Yemei Chanukah. Shlomo Melech made a 7-day inauguration by the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Ra Moshe Lasses Shnei Masi Yemei Chanukah. And the way the Mefarshim explained is as follows. Shlomo Melech choosing the number 7 makes all the sense in the world. Why? Because Jewish holidays are typically 7 days long. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu come to 12 days? Could they have Nasiim? He didn't want to have a situation. This is what Mefarshim explained. The Nasiim played much more of a role. The Nasiim played much more of a role in the building of the Mishkan than they did in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And since they were playing such a prominent role, they were given the opportunity to bring in Kabbonis. If we'd only have a 7-day celebration, Moshe Rabbeinu would have to choose 7 of 12. In order to avoid that, he made a 12-day celebration. Before we go further, I saw a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the minig was to learn Masechta Hayriyos during the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan. It's a short Masechta, 12 days. They learned the daf a day. And then they would make a siyum on Erev Pesach, a siyum b'chayrim, on Masechta Hayriyos. Why specifically Masechta Hayriyos? Because our Gemara is teaching us, this is the Gemara that teaches us, that during the first 12 days of Nisan, every day was a separate day, Yontif, every Nasi. So because of this Gemara, they had a minig to learn Masech Tahirius during the first 12 days of Nisan. And then after the first 12 days of Nisan, it was ready Erev Pesach, they made the Siyum. Ask the Gemara, my Havala. We learned before, Chatas HaShutfim, Eina Mesa. What is the halacha about a Chatas HaShutfim? Toshma. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chatas Mesas. And I've avoided listing them because I knew the Gemara will come to this. There are five situations where Karm Chatas is left to pass, left to die. Vlad Chatas, Tamur's Chatas. A Tamur means that somebody improperly designated another carbon. Chatash Mesa Balea, Vachatash Nskapu Balea, Vachatash Avish Nasa. V'yat yochalom a vlad chatas b'tzibur. You can't speak about a case of a vlad chatas by a tzibur. Shein tzibur mefrish nekeva. There's never a situation where a tzibur has to bring a karm chatas that it's a female. If it's not a female, it can't have a child. Furthermore, v'yat yochalom t'murus chatas b'tzibur. There's no case of a t'murus chatas by a tzibur. Shein t'mur b'tzibur. Tzibur, the pasha of t'mur, we're going to learn a sechta t'mura, only is by a yochad, not by a tzibur. V'yat yochalom a chatas shmesa b'lei b'tzibur. Shein tzibur mason, as we discussed in Amar Aleph. Shein skapru balea, but you could have a situation of skapru balea, or you could have a situation v'sha'avr shenosa, where the animal got older than it's supposed to be. Lochel loy shemanu, we don't know what the halach is. Yochel yimusu, we would assume that these cases, which are possible to happen by tzibur, should be left to die, just like the halach is by the other karben chattas. Amrit Yosem Yemet Sosem Reforish. We should learn something that we don't know from something that we do know. Mamet Sinu, just like we see, Vlad Chatas, Tmuris Chatas, Vishmesh Balea, Biyochid, it's only passable by Chatas Yochid, Biyochid Varmamurim, it's only passable by a Yochid, Veloy B'tzibur, Af Shinneskap Balea, Vishnes Abra Vishnosa, Biyochid Varmamurim, Veloy B'tzibur. So Gemara is bringing a Raya, that something that isn't possible to happen, we don't say the din of mesis. And since all five cases of a chatas shemesa isn't possible by a tzibur and isn't possible by a shutfim, it's a raya that this animal, the normal halacha of chatas mesa, will not apply here. Ask the Gemara, v'chidon and efshem shi'efshem, we don't understand what you're saying. Ask the Gemara. You know why it doesn't apply? It's not because halachically it doesn't apply. It's because it's physically impossible. And therefore, perhaps way to understand is whatever halacha is applicable ought to apply. Over shanasa, niskapra balea is possible, it ought to apply. The others, they're not possible, don't apply. Answers the Gemara, Rishim Mechan Makam Gomer. Since they were learnt as one group, it's an all or nothing situation. And if you can't have all the cases, you don't have any. And therefore, the Gemara comes out, the Chatas HaTzibur, or Chatas HaShutfim, since all the cases that we just identified aren't possible, there's no dinner of Mesa by Tzibur or Shutfim, and the Yikrivu, they are brought for a carbon. Hanu L'Chari Bezda, Hanu L'Chari Bezda, Hanu L'Chari Bezda. Yikrivu.